Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 308. Let us continue today with the details of the SBS of the coronary arteries. Dr. Hammer says the biological special program of the coronary arteries follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern, meaning there is hypersensitivity during conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis and hyposensitivity in the healing phase. Your special attention is now invited to the conflict active phase symptoms of the specific SBS of the coronary arteries. There is ulceration in the inner lining of the coronary arteries. The biological purpose of the cell loss is to widen the lumen of the coronary vessel so that more blood may flow to the heart. This is again with the purpose of enhancing the energy so that the individual may be in a better position to get back his lost territory or to establish a new territory. It is during this ulceration that the person experiences the characteristic chest pain called angina pectoris. Conventional medicine wrongly explains that the cause of angina pectoris is myocardial insufficiency. This chest pain can become mild or severe depending on the degree of the conflict. Remember here that according to the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern, the hypersensitivity during conflict active phase is the reason for the angina or the chest pain associated with the coronary arteries. We will see shortly the very important epileptoid crisis while discussing the healing phase because it is the moment when the heart attack occurs. So, here we go to learn the healing phase symptoms of the coronary arteries. During the PCLA or the first part of the healing phase, there is cell proliferation to replenish the lost tissue with swelling due to the fluid accumulation or edema. This swelling can even occlude the affected artery with water retention of the syndrome because of an active abandonment conflict or existence conflict. But understand very well that this narrowing or stenosis of the coronary artery is not the cause of heart attacks because there are auxiliary arteries or collateral arteries acting as natural bypass to supply sufficient blood to the heart. That shows that there is no need for any bypass operation or angioplasty that is widely done in conventional medicine. Patients are made to believe that it is because they have undergone these surgeries that they are surviving. Understand also that these collaterals are not derived from ectoderm but new mesoderm and are like a dry river bed that can get filled with blood in proportion to the coronary blockage. This GNM explanation clearly refutes the standard theory claiming that heart attacks are occurring during the obstruction of the coronary arteries. There are several studies proving the inefficiency of these surgical procedures, but still, the corporate hospitals mislead the medically illiterate people by showing the blocks in the vessels and frightening them to death or coerce them for undergoing surgery. The common man is also misled in the name of cholesterol and its association with heart attacks. Dr. Rikeji Adhama says, making a link between elevated cholesterol and the onset of heart attack is a fundamental error in scientific reasoning. Dr. Ron Rosedale, the author of the book The Cholesterol Myth, says, cholesterol is important for cardiovascular health. Cholesterol is a necessary ingredient in any sort of cellular repair. Without understanding the fact that cholesterol is mainly produced in the liver and 80% of the total cholesterol is synthesized within the body, the poor, ignorant people are frightened with restrictions in diet. In reality, only 20% of body cholesterol is coming from the dietary sources. In fact, the liver requires fats from foods as raw materials to manufacture cholesterol. The notorious bad cholesterol or the LDL cholesterol is particularly useful for repairing the blood vessel walls because it is more sticky. Therefore, the statin drugs prescribed for lowering the blood cholesterol really have a negative effect on the liver. Another very important bad effect of statin drugs is that they can even damage any muscle tissue in the body, including the heart muscles. That means instead of helping the heart functions, they are detrimental for the overall function of the heart. In fact, the restoration of the lining of the coronary arteries is mainly done with the help of cholesterol. That is why the cholesterol level rises during the healing phase. With hanging healing or conflict relapses, there can have building up of cholesterol plaques called atherosclerosis, leading to narrowed coronary arteries. Hardening of the arterial wall with the loss of elasticity is called arteriosclerosis. Another misunderstanding spread by conventional medicine and held by the common man is that the heart attacks can be the result of elevated blood pressure. This is also wrong because during the whole healing phase of the coronary arteries, the blood pressure is in the normal range. If you remember, we have studied that during the conflict active phase of the myocardium of the right side, there will be an elevated blood pressure, but that has got nothing to do with the coronary arteries program. Even in the case of right myocardial heart attacks, which occurs during the epileptic crisis of the right myocardium, the blood pressure rises significantly higher to compensate the uncoordinated contractions of the right myocardium. Here also, the elevated blood pressure does not cause a heart attack. Hypertension due to conflict activity in the SBS of the kidney parenchyma also is not a reason to panic because it cannot cause a heart attack. We will study the real heart attack in the epileptic crisis of the coronary arteries tomorrow. Until then, goodbye. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.